Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time. The Little Lifeguard by Anonymous, New Jersey, USA. It was a beautiful, sunny day, not a cloud in the sky and a gentle breeze blowing. The sea was calm, flat, and mirror-like. The small bay was like a crescent moon, curving around with white sand sloping gently into the water. We were on our first vacation in years, in a southern Turkish fishing village on the turquoise coast. The four of us, my wife and I and our two daughters, aged 5 and 3, were spending the day at the beach. While my oldest daughter played in the sand with friends, my wife and I took our 3-year-old, Melinda, into the water. We walked on a sandbar which started at one of the tips of the bay and ran straight up the middle of the bay. Water on the sandbar was barely knee-deep for my daughter. My wife asked me to swim out to deeper water. I agreed and asked Melinda to head back to shore, thinking she would follow the sandbar back. Instead, she decided to head straight back to the beach where her sister was playing. No longer on the sandbar, the water up to her shoulders, Melinda doggedly kept trying to reach the shore where her sister played. My wife and I had our backs to all of this, swimming away from the beach and laughing. But as much fun as I was having, something called me back to shore. My wife was angry about my deserting her and continued out toward deeper water. I was now walking in water waist-deep myself when I saw my 3-year-old Melinda off the sandbar, head thrown back, chin up as high as she could get it, struggling to walk back to the shore. I found myself running as best I could through waist-deep water toward my daughter. When I got to Melinda, I found her in the arms of a little Turkish girl, aged 8 or 10, held up out of the grasp of the sea. I grabbed them both and carried them toward the shore, thanking God and the little girl in my broken Turkish. I told her how good she was to have saved my daughter's life. Melinda said, "Daddy, I called for you and you didn't come." It broke my heart. Melinda is now 17 and gets wonderful grades in high school. She has great SAT marks and plans on attending a great college. She has it all because of a little Turkish girl. I never did learn the name of the girl who saved my daughter's life, but I'll never forget what she did. Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.